give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you, and it's Thanksgiving week, and we're looking forward to a wonderful service tonight. We always move the Wednesday night service at Thanksgiving week to Tuesday evening, and we enjoy a worker, what we call our worker appreciation service. We have so many, many folks who serve in some way here at Bible Baptist Church. They're involved in the ministry in some way. We have very few what you would say pew sitters, just folks coming to sit and to soak. Because we found out years ago, when you sit and you soak, you end up souring. And so we're saved to serve. We're saved to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And once we're saved, we ought to get busy for God. And that's the way we grow. That's the way we serve the Lord. That's the way we show our love to the Lord. And so we take one service of the year, and that'll be tonight, and we'll honor our workers and give honor to whom honor is due. Well, and that'll be 7 o'clock tonight, so we look forward to that service together. And then some folks travel, get out of town, and see loved ones for the holiday, and to give thanks to the Lord. And I want to talk to you a little bit about thanks living. Not thanksgiving, but thanks living. And it's Hebrews 13 and verse number 15, where the scripture says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." When Abraham Lincoln declared the annual observance of Thanksgiving. But it only lasts a day or two. Unless we learn how to turn Thanksgiving into thanks living. You see, it's one thing to say we're thankful, but it's quite another thing to show it by how we live. You know the old saying, talk is cheap. I mean, let's look at the Bible. It says here that it's the sacrifice of thanksgiving. In other words, it's one of those spiritual sacrifices that we can offer to God every day as a gesture of our gratitude and appreciation for him. Well, what are some things, what are some sacrifices that we ought to offer to God? First of all, we ought to offer the sacrifice of our person. Romans 12:1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice. So to beseech is to beg or to plead. God, who is no beggar, here, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, says that he pleads with us, he begs with us to do something. If Jesus knocked on your front door, and you opened it, and he fell to his knees, folded his hands, and begged for you to do something, would you do it? Well, here it is, by the mercies of God. In other words, you say, well, why should I give my body and my person to God? Because he gave everything for you. Every drop of blood that he shed on Calvary was saying, I love you. Every nail that was driven into his hands and his feet said, I love you. Every blow to his face by the Roman soldiers, he was saying, I love you. Every stripe that the cat of nine tails brought down across his back, he was saying, I love you. There was a little girl in an orphanage, 8 years old, a problem child. No one had ever really loved her. One day, a worker saw her run across the field and put something in the hollow of a tree. He wondered what it could be. He waited until the girl was gone, and then he wandered out to that tree. And he pulled the note out of the hollow of that tree, and you know what it said? The note said, to anyone who finds this, I love you. Well, one day God allowed his son, Jesus Christ, to be hung in the hollow of a tree called the old rugged cross. And 2,000 years later, he's still pointing to that cross, saying to anyone who finds this, I love you. I love you. And God says, I beg you, on the basis of this, on the basis of the mercies of God that I gave all for you, won't you give your body to me? The songwriter said, but drops of grief can ne'er repay. The debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself to thee. 'Tis all that I can do. Present your body. Beseech. Now the word present. Present means to join. It means voluntarily. It's like signing up for the Army or the Air Force or the Marines. You're voluntarily. There's two ways to join the Army. You either get drafted or you voluntarily join. Well, you join the Army of the Lord and you do it voluntarily. You do it your own free will. No one's going to force you to serve God. And you ought not to force anyone else to serve God. The pastor shouldn't have to be begging people to serve God. It should be voluntary. A Boy Scout one time came in very late to his meeting. The scoutmaster questioned him. Why are you late? He said, well, I was doing my good deed for the day. I was helping an older lady across the street. He said, well, that's wonderful, but why does it take you all day? Why are you so late? He said, well, she didn't want to go across the street. Well, listen, we shouldn't have to drag people to serve God. So it's voluntary, but when you present our body, it's also completely. That's what that word holy means, W-H-O-L-L-Y. It means completely. It's like the old Alka-Seltzer commercial where the guy said, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Well, God wants the whole thing. We're to give ourselves a complete sacrifice. All that I am, all that I have. I'm talking about my plans, talking about my ambitions, talking about my possessions, my car, my home, my vacation, my spare time. It's all yours, God. A man in days when they rode on trains for long distances. He was riding on a train in the club car, and there were other men sitting at a table with him, and they put some cards up on the table and were going to gamble. And they asked him if they'd like to join him for poker. And he said, sure. And they dealt the cards out, and he didn't pick his cards up. And they said, fella, pick your cards up. Let's play. And he said, well, I would, but I don't have any hands. You see, his arms are under the table. Well, they were embarrassed and they apologized. They thought maybe he lost them in the war. But later, a steward came by and offered the man some coffee. He reached out with his hand and took it. And the man said, hey, wait a minute. You said you didn't have any hands. And the man said, that's right. I got saved a while back. And I've learned that these hands aren't mine. They belong to Christ. And he wouldn't want me gambling and playing poker with him. Now listen, my friend, you can turn Thanksgiving into Thanksgiving. Because when someone starts to tell a dirty joke, you'll say to yourself, I can't hear that. I don't have any ears. When something comes on television and you know you shouldn't look at it, you say, I can't look at this. I don't have any eyes. When you're tempted to say something, you say, no, I can't say that. I don't have a tongue. No, I can't go that. I can't go there. I don't have any legs. Why? All of that belongs to Jesus. All of that belongs to God. 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. One more thing about Romans 12:1 is the language that's used there. Comparing our bodies to the Old Testament animal sacrifices that the priest would lay on the altar. Now, after the priest laid the animal on the altar, they tied it to the altar. Why? Because it had a tendency to slide off. Fresh meat can be pretty slippery. Some of you know that if you've ever done any grilling and had a piece of meat slide off the grill. And you understand that can happen. But let me ask you this. You ever made a commitment to God and within a few days it slipped off the altar? It's time to bind your sacrifice to the altar. You see, the priest had two flesh hooks that he would insert into the meat. They would hold it in place while he bound it to the altar. And there's two flesh hooks which will hold your sacrifice in place. They are devotion and discipline. Devotion is when you do it because you want to. Discipline is when you do it because it's right. The best reason to be at church is because you love to. That's devotion. But when you don't, you should still be in church as a matter of discipline. You come sometimes because you feel like coming. You come other times because you know you ought to come. Truth is, sometimes you may not feel saved. But salvation is a fact, not a feeling. And the fact is, I belong to Jesus. I'm bought with a price, and I give it all back to Him as a sacrifice of thanksgiving. And sometimes people say, well, preacher, I don't want to be a hypocrite. If I don't feel like going, I shouldn't. Well, I'm glad my wife doesn't take that attitude with the house cleaning. You ought to come even if you don't feel like it. And if you come when you don't feel like it, it doesn't make you hypocritical. It makes you disciplined. Yes, we should want to read our Bibles out of devotion. But when the devotion is not there, we should read it as a matter of discipline. Yes, we should witness to people when we're led to witness to people. But what we're saying is we witness when we feel like it then. But the truth is, you ought to witness because you know it's the right thing to do. Devotion and discipline are the flesh hooks which will bind our sacrifice to the altar. Don't get pulled into this age of non-commitment about anything. Nobody likes to give their word. You invite someone to come to church, well, we'll see. And we're willing to throw God in the back seat for any other opportunity that may come along. Hey, will you be at church Sunday? Well, maybe. What do you mean, maybe? Well, what you really mean is I'm leaving myself open for any better offers. Don't fear surrendering your life to Jesus Christ. I've known people through the years who won't commit or won't accept positions of service in the church. You know why? Because they have to be committed to be there. We let ladies, and we love to have ladies help in the nursery. But when they help in the nursery and they're going to be out of service, they have to be at the other two services. We don't have professional workers here. We don't have people just show up for church and work, and they're at church, but they're never in church. No, my friend, if you're going to work a service, you're going to be here for the other two services, or you won't get to work a service. Faithfulness. Faithfulness. You say, well, preacher, I set out to read the Bible through, but what happens if I fail? Then you start over. I just know this, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. You give your faith promise missions. Well, I don't believe in commitment. Well, what do you mean you don't believe in commitment? Do you have a mortgage? Do you pay rent? Did you sign a rental contract? Do you have a car payment? Do you have any department store credit cards? Do you have an Amazon account? You say, well, I just give as the Spirit leads me. Yeah, try telling that to the bank. Try telling that to the one who's financing your car or your house. I'm saying turn thanksgiving into thanks living by making the sacrifice of your person. Now, there's other sacrifices I want to talk to you about, and we're out of time for today, so I'm going to carry it over to tomorrow, okay? And that's good. That's Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving, and we'll continue to talk about these sacrifices that we give to God, the sacrifice of thanksgiving, that will turn our thanksgiving into thanks living. Thanksgiving shouldn't just be a day for a believer. It should be a way of life. And I want to live out what Thessalonians tells us, that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Well, I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday. I look forward to seeing some of you in our worker appreciation service tonight. And then the rest of us, let's come back and gather with the radio tomorrow, and we'll continue these thoughts about thanks living. All right? Have a wonderful Tuesday, everybody. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.